doubled in 3 days. About 4 billion people, half the world's population, are told by their governments to stay home to slow the virus spread. The captain of the USS Roosevelt aircraft carrier is removed from duty. His letter asking for help with COVID-19 infected sailors and Marines was leaked to a newspaper. Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Moodley.
That information needs to be shared through proper channels, and it also needs to be protected because sometimes the information, if it gets into the wrong channels and the wrong hands, it creates a lot of alarms.
The Roosevelt crew is being taken to shore in Guam, except for a few essential personnel.
Ain't no sunshine when
and the singer Bill Withers died, 81 years old, with heart problems, according to his family. Other hits include Lean on Me, Lovely Day, and Just the Two of Us. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days underway. Today, the warm-up continues. High temperature up near 80. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Tonight, not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to 54. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Sunday will be closer to the mid-80s. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return. High temperatures will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health is ramping up coronavirus testing across the state. Officials are setting up one-day drive-through testing clinics at the Bullock, Lowndes, and Tallapoosa County Health Departments. You must contact the health department ahead of time to set up an appointment. Lake Martin Community Hospital confirms it's treating 6 patients with COVID-19 from an Alexander City nursing home. Hospital officials say the patients from Chapman Healthcare Center are all in stable condition. And Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. The shooting happened Wednesday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Street. Police say they have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Regular business hours still in effect, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, on the phone.
How you doing?
Doing all right. How you doing, Eddie Bader?
I'm doing good. Joey, I like your picture you got on Book of Faces there.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have the Facebook anymore, do you, Jack?
I don't think Jack does Facebook. Jack, you do Facebook
well,
anymore?
Well, I used to have a boatload of friends on Facebook. All that good stuff, and then somehow my account got hacked or something. All my timeline posts went away.
Oh, really?
It was about a year ago. I hadn't fooled with it since.
Well, I just sent you the photo I posted on the Book of Faces earlier. I've been worried about this mask guidance, and I think I went a little overboard this morning. I was worried.
Yeah, you look pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Captain America, though.
Well, you look
you
like
can go to
Captain America.
ALReporter.com, mm-hmm. And there's 1,300 cases in Alabama.
Right.
And something like 9,000 people have been tested. So, and I heard them crawling, what's the vice president of Pence's ass? Because he told people, don't go get tested unless you have the symptoms, and then they were critical of him, saying, well, some of this is asymptomatic, and I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Well, we went from diagnostic testing to screening testing. That's why you needed the people with the symptoms, to now we're going to push out more of the, what do they call it, serological testing, the antibody tests. And that way we can really understand maybe how many asymptomatics there are within the population,
mm-hmm.
How many people have already had this. I mean, these things take time. It's a shame we weren't more prepared just at every level, at the government, at state, and federal level, but we weren't. And we're ramping it up quickly. So,
you're right, we weren't, but, you know, like we were talking about yesterday.
But I think we were not getting all the information out of China.
Oh, no doubt.
Right.
And, you know.
But
we should have probably known that.
I see in the Japan Times last night, you remember Fujifilm? Am I predating you, Joey? Fujifilm is big popular, anyway, when cameras used to be real cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they are in the this chemical business in general, but they've got a new coronavirus test that will produce results within 2 hours.
Wow.
And that was last night. So innovations like we've been talking about are just going to be coming up left and right.
And now we have the Abbott platform that's a 5 to 15 minute turnaround on your results. So these are all good developments.
Have y'all ever heard of taking like half of a teaspoon of baking soda and mixing it with water and drinking it as it's a friend of mine who's a real health nut. Mm-hmm. I mean, like a real health nut.
Like for indigestion?
Yeah, what's that bacon going to do? Add carbonation?
I don't know. I need to call him and ask him. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting.
I'll try to do a quick Google search on that, but let's go back real quick to Clint. He's been very patient. Hey, Clint.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Hey, Clint. Hey, guys.
Hey, Clint. What's up?
Hey, go back to what Eddie Vedder said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about the voting. You know, Alabamans don't like to be told who to vote for. I think he probably got that from Flowers.
From Steve Flowers?
Yeah, that's what he said. Alabama is like being told who to vote for.
Well, it's
but
not
I think
just
Trump did a good thing.
Yeah, it's not just Steve Flowers. I mean, Steve is right, and it's a reality here in Alabama. But yeah, go on.
Yes, sir. And I think the president was right to ask Jeff Sessions, you know, don't use my name in your ads anymore. Hmm. You know, I think that's a good thing. He endorsed the coach.
Right.
So, you know, you take Tuberville, not Sessions. But, I'm glad you have Barry Moore on this morning. I voted for him. I'll vote for him again in July. I think he's a good man. And in Tuberville, that's who we need to send. Them two people right there, in my opinion. And right. Jack, I got two dogs, Jack.
What kind?
I don't know what they are.
Oh, okay.
They're stray dogs. They just showed up. I've been feeding them.
Yeah.
And they're Democrats.
Oh, begging?
Yeah. So I got two Democratic dogs. So.
Well.
Always looking for a handout.
Yeah, but one good thing is they ain't going to the polls.
Well, Clint, I appreciate the call.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You too. 272.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a sponsor who has just texted me who says, yes, I drink it. It neutralizes the acid, and it's good for you. So with the baking soda and the water.
Interesting. I've never done that before.
I hadn't either.
Well, maybe we need to balance out our acid.
Yeah, well, it's always good to have a good acid balance.
Very true, very true. Let's go, speaking of acid balance, to Flower Child. Hey, Flower Child.
Y'all guys are hoots.
Flower Child.
Oh, Jack.
I should have cashed that damn $10 check.
let me tell you that a couple of days beforehand, I went to the Humane Society and gave them $100. So,
oh, man, that was great.
The gambler can just stuff it. But, yeah, baking soda is alkaline, and it's also, and so your stomach pH is acid. So, you know, it can neutralize it. I guess it's probably kind of like taking a Tums or something. But people used to use baking soda for brushing their teeth a long time ago.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. And, okay, I'm still a Sessions woman. I'm telling you.
Well.
This is the questions I want. Tuberville, when he gets interviewed, it's just, well, yeah, you know, you got a point there, but I don't hear real solutions to anything that he's asked about. What do you think about this? You know, and it's kind of like, still it's a problem. And this is, if I had a wish list, Joey, mm-hmm. whenever you interview him again,
mm-hmm.
I want to know his position on DACA. I want to know his pathway to citizenship. I want to know if they're a public charge or they're a criminal or if they've stolen somebody's ID, what he would do with them. I'm all against somebody that's never paid into Social Security, et cetera, pay taxes,
right,
to be in a public charge or drawing Medicare when they reach a certain age. You know, if they've been, you can understand that. And then I want to know his position on HB1 visas. I want to know the number of people he wants allowed in. And I don't want Facebook and Google to hire cheaper Indian labor in the technical skills and not hire an American that's been college educated in America over an Indian where they can pay them less money. And I think Sessions has a good, I always get tongue-tied when I get on here. I think he has a good grasp about trade. You know, he said he stopped that TPP bill from happening when Barack Obama wanted to do the Trans-Pacific thing. And I would like for Sessions to answer the question whether Tommy Tuberville ever asked him to debate him, or was it a forum? I mean, I don't really know that answer, but I would like Jeff's opinion. You know, you've gotten Tuberville's opinion on whether it was a debate or something like that early on. So let's hear the other side. Let's see what the other shoe says.
Oh, we'll be having them back on here in the next, I mean, we're going to have several weeks of this. So I'm pretty sure I already know where Tuberville stands on, like, people who come here illegally, those sort of things you brought up, and who committed crimes. It would be good to ask about DACA, and as well as the H-1B visa programs and the allotment there. Do you wonder, Flower Child, if, say, on DACA, let's just focus on that, do you think Sessions is maybe even to the right, or more stringent, I could put it that way, than the president?
I don't know. Probably, but Sessions only has to worry about Alabama, and Trump has to worry about what the whole Latino community thinks about.
Right.
He wouldn't want to just cut off his nose, as they say. But I mean, I feel for him.
Right.
You know? I mean, there's no thing, but I also feel for these college students. And especially now with all these Americans that are out of work, and they've been here since birth, and their parents have been here. I mean, you know, we just cannot be the, the catch pot for the whole society, that people that are, you know, that live in these bad places.
Especially when it was clearly being orchestrated by the Mexican government. You notice a lot of the folks coming over illegally aren't coming from, say, the richer aspects of Mexican society, coming from certainly more poverty-stricken parts. And I just imagine, let's say, the government and the cartels running things down there were, this was part of some of their plan. And, you know, you don't have to develop certain parts of that country if they can just do remittances back. I think the president's worked on that some. On DACA, this is just Joey talking. I think we should make a deal. You know, I think about those. You know, most, if you can, you have to prove it. You have to put procedures in place. But when you're talking about, you know, people brought here as young children, and this is the only country they've ever known, I don't understand why you would throw them to a country they don't know.
Especially if they're a good member of society.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. You know, if they're a doctor, nurse, and God forbid, an attorney.
Well, just a working member of society. I've got a good friend of mine that he's been here since 81.
Yeah.
And he's got a very successful lawn care business. That guy will outwork you, me, and everybody I know.
Right.
And for him to send him and his family back, I think would be a huge mistake, because he's a hard-working American.
Right, and this Congress needs to get off their tail and do something, because it's being held up in the courts, too. The Supreme Court's going to rule on it.
That's all.
But you can't just do this by executive action.
Well, my problem is I want a red line in the sand that says, okay, if you do this for these amount of people, we're never going to do it again.
Right.
You know?
I agree, but that's the problem with our government, is we're never going to do it again. And 2 weeks later, hey, guys.
Yeah, and, you know, you get another president in there, and they want this vote, and they just pander to them and everything. And and I know you're not going to agree with me, but I would like to know who Tuberville would like to associate with in the Senate. You know, which other congressman.
No, I would love to know that.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I still think he's a rhino. I don't believe he's what we want, like a Freedom Caucus-type person. It's my personal opinion, and it'll never change. And I am the biggest War Eagle fan you will ever find, and graduate of Auburn.
Right.
Well, that makes me feel good, because you got a really open mind, and, you know, instead of just being a sheep like so many other people wanting to vote for him just because who he was, you really want to see the facts, and I can appreciate that.
Well, she's going to vote for Sessions anyway, y'all.
Of course I am, Jack.
Well, then why the hell do you want to know all these questions?
What? Why do I want to know what?
It's kind of like being a Presbyterian. Why go to church? It's already decided what's going to happen to you. So you're not going to vote for Tommy, so but why do you care what he thinks? Because you know
because
what?
Because I want my state to come out better.
You think he's going to win is why you worried about all this stuff.
I'm not worried about where Sessions is on issues.
No. I'm worried
about Tuberville.
Going to win.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now, Flower Child,
worried he's going to win.
If Tuberville does win, I mean, would you rather? Is it going to rule your, you know, ruin your, excuse me, ruin your world, or is, you know,
no.
You're just going to right?
No, and you'll probably vote for him against Doug Jones if he does
right.
Win over Session.
Oh God, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then yeah. Okay.
And this is why I like talking to you. I mean, it's just an honest disagreement. But,
yeah.
I appreciate the call. We got
she's
other
very
calls
honest
here.
And open.
I love me some Flower Child.
I want me some Jack. What's your dog's name? What's your dog's name? And I'll hang up.
Bugsy.
Yeah.
Mine's
uh-huh. Raiden.
Bye.
Bye.
2729
I guess her next one's gonna be named Jeff. So sad.
Let's go to William B. Hey, William B.
William B.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's good to hear you on there, Jack. Just wondering, in all this isolation and quarantine and stuff, have you checked on Daphne lately?
I would if I saw Daphne. I would certainly go up to her and ask her how she was doing this last year.
how about Mabry? Have you heard from Mabry lately?
Mabry called me just the other day. He checked on me. She said she was having a smoke break and thought about it.
Well, I just wondered if you would keep in touch with all of them, you know, and all that.
Well, Mary is thrilled that there's going to be a new Bucky's up in Leeds, Alabama, and she's real excited. She's going to be there for the ribbon cutting and the dedication pork skins aisle.
Oh, Jack, you ain't right, but I love you, man. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. I got about two or three more episodes to watch, but, man, that Joe Exotic is a wild character, man.
Dude, that whole system is—it's got some issues in there, man. I don't even know what to say. I'm more confused after finish watching it than
well,
I was.
And everybody, hold on, William, hold on, Eddie, Jack. Have you watched Tiger King yet?
I have not.
Oh,
Jack!
Oh, man.
What are you doing, Jack? You're wasting away. Well, you need to be watching.
I'm
this.
I'm. You got. I started. You got. Started you got. Reading you, more.
Reading? Reading's for nerds.
I started reading more because I don't want to be in front of this idiot box all day long.
You got your polygamy, both straight and gay. You got your swingers. You got your
cult.
Arson. Yeah, your cults. You got your arson. You got
you got firearms. You got explosives. You got exotic animals.
Yeah, it's got everything, man.
And it is a train wreck.
Yes. Yeah.
And you and don't forget, you have murder.
Lots of murder.
Murder, yes. And is he in the septic tank, or did the tigers eat him? Who knows?
I think his head is in the septic tank, and his body, the tiger's got.
See, Jack, you could be laughing along with us if you had watched.
You know, it's for a bunch of weirdos.
Or not, either one.
Man, and the sad part about it is, this is not scripted. This is a documentary.
You
man.
Couldn't script this. No one would buy this movie if it was scripted. It's just too outlandish.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Good call, William B., man.
All right, man. See y'all.
Take care, buddy.
Yeah, we do have to hit this break. Jack, how you doing?
Joey, I'm going to jump off.
Okay.
I've got my helper here, and... I will talk to you over the weekend, and I will be back on Monday.
Good deal, Jack.
So,
well, and Jack, before you go, how's your whole family?
They are coming together.
Good deal.
That's good.
That's good to hear.
As they do in crises like this.
Yes, that's very good to hear. Well, I appreciate you calling in. You know, most of the show here, we only got like 30 minutes left. So I will talk to you over the weekend and hopefully talk to you Monday on the air.
Okay, see you guys.
Take care, Jack.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 at 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, home of the official, well, Benjamin Moore authorized paint place. New Look Decorating Center. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway, and they are open. If you're sitting at home and you're thinking, hey, I need to redo my paint and here in the interior of my home especially, I need to redo the kitchen or the bedroom, I'd like to spruce things up, it feels kind of drab inside. If you're feeling inspired or that itch to go out there and get something done, why not give New Look Decorating a call? 271-0007, 271-0007. The owner, Brian Carr, the manager, Brett Lanham, both paint specialists in their own right, they can make that inspiration or that itch of yours a reality. They can scratch that itch. They have all your stain and paint supplies for the interior and exterior of your home, and they're your local choice. We got to support local small business through this crisis. Why not support a great business like New Look Decorating Center? Again, y'all give them a call, 271-0007, 271-0007. Thank you to New Look Decorating, being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back, 272-9228.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, it was great to hear Jack. I hadn't heard him the last day or two if he's been on. I'm so glad he's doing good. But I want to tell you a little story. I have a dear friend, a very dear friend, good people that don't live around here. But he had a friend, a man that worked for him. He was here illegally. And after a couple of years, my friend figured out that he was a good, honest, upstanding guy. So he got to checking in to try to get this man illegal. He worked all the time. Good, hard worker. And they wanted $200,000, an attorney, in order to process him to get him here, you know, to get him to be a legal citizen in the United States.
Wow.
I don't have $200,000.
You and a lot, pretty much everybody else.
Exactly. And this is a crying, stinking, low-down shame.
Yep.
This man worked as hard as anybody you ever want to know. He did construction work. He did anything anybody asked him to do. Well, after being here 14 years, he got picked up and sent back. And, of course, with all this corona and stuff, it's taken a long time, and I think maybe in the next week or so he'll be back in Mexico. But $200,000, and then I have another story. I have a pastor that married a woman from Canada. It cost him $10,000 to get his wife legal. Now, I was so dead set against these illegals coming into the United States because I didn't think they tried to become legal.
Right.
But now I see why. $10,000.
And also, you add to that for years, under multiple administrations, it was essentially de facto open borders.
Yes.
So, because of that, I don't completely blame the people who came here looking for a better life, because they were essentially invited by all sorts of different interests.
Exactly, and put to work.
Right.
Because they work cheap.
It's why the goal should be secure the border, actually secure the border, then we can talk about folks who are here.
Rest of it.
And then the immigration system at large, yes.
But he, because he had been here for several years, you know, $200,000 is just ridiculous. So, and that's just an attorney. And also, he wanted to see if he could, you know, my friend wanted to see if he could get this other guy, an attorney to help him out, you know, maybe possibly get him out. He was a good guy, and they wanted to do $3,000 for a video chat, and one of them would charge $5,000 to go talk to him when he's down somewhere in Louisiana. I mean, this is just a ripoff. Of course, I know attorneys have to make money, but anyway, I just wanted to tell you that story. I've been wanting to tell that story to somebody, so it really changed my mind against these people that have been here for a while. I understand now, so. But anyway, just wanted to tell you that. I'm glad we got that other thing straightened out.
No, absolutely. Appreciate it, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara.
All right, thanks.
Folks, we had to hit another break here. This part of the program, they are closed due to the governor's order. But y'all need to remember, especially because there will be a day where the sun is shining after this crisis, after the virus has subsided, and that's when you need to go celebrate. Go by Heirloom Jewelers over at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. Troop Booth has that expertise in the jewelry business where he cuts out the middleman, making you great deals on jewelry items, antique, one-of-a-kind pieces, whether you're buying or if you're looking to sell some of your antique jewelry. You know, if you got jewelry laying around the house and you never think about it until you hear these ads, why not, when you hear these ads, go and, you know, try it out. The number for Heirloom Jewelers is 260-0066. Again, because of the governor's order, they're closed. But I want you to keep Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth in mind during these times. And when we are released from this hold and stay in place, why not go and either buy a few jewelry items or go and sell some of your jewelry to Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Great guy, great local small business, and there's a reason so many folks who listen to News and Views have come back so happy, whether it's buyers or sellers over at Heirloom Jewelers. Appreciate you, Troop Booth. Appreciate Heirloom Jewelers. Appreciate you being a great sponsor here of the program. More News and Views when we come back, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you, and be safe.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days underway. Today, the warm-up continues. High temperature up near 80. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Tonight, not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to 54. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Sunday will be closer to the mid-80s. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return. High temperatures will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In studio with me, Eddie Bader.
Here, baby.
Let's go to the phones, 272-9228 once again, and talk to Adam, who's been very patient. Hey, Adam, how are you?
Hey, man. I was calling because I'm hearing rumors out here on the job site. I'm working in Wetumpka.
Okay.
But I'm hearing rumors that KIV is going to be announcing a stay shelter-in-place order today.
I don't know if it's going to be today, and let's knock that up to rumor and innuendo, but it's not implausible. I mean, there are a lot of...
My question would be, would there be a shelter-in-place order go? Or is it like you have 24 hours before it's in effect?
I'd imagine they give you a little time.
Yeah, I imagine it'll give some warning. And I just wonder if it's going to be statewide or, you know, certain counties like Montgomery, Jefferson County. I can see those bigger counties. But like we were talking off air, Joey, Tallapoosa County, where there's there's acreage between folks. Mm.
Right. And like my parents, they live in Titus. I mean, like, if the Dollar General down there, you know, closes down or whatever, then what are people going to do? You know?
Titus is going to be crippled without the old Dollar General there. I'm telling you.
No, it's life-changing out there.
It is for me.
So that's the thing is, so what about, I've heard people say, even a guy I work with, his wife works at Walmart. They were saying that it could go to where they only allow you to ring up, like, groceries. You can't, like, go, like, buy DVDs or, you know, whatever, which that wouldn't make sense to me. So, I mean, I want some answers, really.
Call the governor.
Well, they're already limiting, I'm sure.
Missy,
how we doing? I'm sure that you've seen, or have you heard the news that they're now enforcing the limitations on the big box stores?
Yeah, they sent the letters out to businesses, I think today or last night in Montgomery. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
So,
well, and I work on a construction site, so we've got some characters out here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've heard anything from the Rothschilds are, you know, and started this whole coronavirus thing, or it's all, you know, all of that. But one guy said he's got a buddy that lives in Florida, and that they've said that the police have authority in Florida to, if they see more than four cars in your yard, to enter your house without a search warrant and all that. I'm sure that's not true, you've got stuff like that going around. And that's panic, people.
Right, and that's what I'm worried about, Adam, is that the longer we do this, the more you're going to see...
crazy stuff.
Well, not necessarily crazy. You're obviously going to see the crazies, like that guy that derailed that train trying to hit the Navy Medical Hospital. But people are going...
Hey, man, that's not a hospital.
Right.
That's an alien ship.
Right. It's got 5G radiation in it.
But you're going to see a lot of folks, because we do live in a time period where a lot of the stuff you see given out on the news, you have to second guess yourself.
Yes.
I mean, like, really? Is this what we're doing?
And honestly, Yeah, you guys and YouTubers are really all I follow to get my news. The only people who tell the truth anymore, as far as I've seen on mainstream media, is Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity.
Yep.
So, that's just the thing. Are they going to... I just don't want them to be like, okay, shelter in place, see ya.
I don't think
so. And then there's just no... for how long, too?
Yeah, my theory on it is that... and I told Joey this earlier, you got government checks that came in last 3 days. All the other states around us are
having shelter
in place. Check today. Government checks is salaries, your welfare programs, all that stuff comes first couple of days, Social Security. Governor Ivey might have said, okay, look, this will give our people that use these services opportunity to go buy some groceries, go buy some inventory. And maybe she'll start putting that shelter-in-place order in by the end of the weekend. It's just my thought,
and it,
because, so many people do depend on that. And if she were to do it today, how could people go out and get their stuff?
Right, and we've been working. Like, I do construction. I hear people, saying, nobody's working and da-da-da. Well, I look around and... a lot of people working around here. I don't know anyone who knows someone who has coronavirus.
Right. It's still relatively a small group of the population.
And I'm not saying it's not a serious issue.
Right.
But come on. I mean, and my biggest, I'm not worried about the virus. I'm worried about 15 years from now, is our economy going to collapse because, the government just started passing out trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars printing money. Fiat money.
I kind of worry about that, too. We might have to sell one of our 57 states.
California. I don't really care about them.
Well, Adam, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you working. I'm working, but you're actually working. So
right. Well, no. And my dad was just, he's a maintenance man for a private enterprise that owns some restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him and the other maintenance men a $2 raise temporarily because of them going out and having to expose themselves.
Almost like hazard pay. I've seen some other businesses do that as well.
Yeah, and you make a really good point, though, Adam, about
we're not getting that.
About all the money that we're about to put out there, because I think actually this package, from what Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, was saying yesterday, will work and hold people over. I mean, this is unprecedented, the amount of small business loans and support. But
I hadn't heard anything about that. Can you explain?
Yeah, Mnuchin brought it up yesterday. I mean, you can now go, if you're a small business owner, including a sole proprietor,
and get the
loan SBA to cover you.
The BPVAs or whatever.
Yeah, and then they're going to be working with larger businesses, and the money's coming in, and they're expediting this whole process.
Right.
The press is behind the ball and trying to be very negative about it. Mnuchin's very much on top of it. What I'm worried about is I think that's going to work, actually, and hold people over. The biggest sticking point is still unemployment, because the state offices just can't handle it on a web base, just a technical level. And maybe they can work that out quicker, sooner rather than later. What I'm worried about is we'll get through that. And what they've also done is given, $4 trillion to the Federal Reserve, dropped interest rates.
Right.
And their plan, it seems like, is to just start lending money, push liquidity like crazy in the market. And I think it's going to work in the sense that this market will shoot off like crazy, like a rocket ship.
Right.
But I worry,
have another 2008.
Yeah, we're going to have a bubble here in another year or two, if not a little longer.
That's going to hurt everybody.
It will, but the thing about a bubble, if you see that coming, if you know that's coming, prepare yourself. And we all know common sense tells us there's going to be a bubble. Make your little short-term investments, and don't overextend yourself, and that bubble will just be a little
make hay while the sun's shining.
That's right.
I'm 23 years old, and, I basically live paycheck to paycheck. I'm renting, right now and everything. I'm trying to figure out what my goals are or could be for the next year. Like, I don't even know how to go about buying a house and stuff
to do?
I'm thinking about calling, what's his face?
Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group?
No, sir. The other guy. Not Ernest Financial. The financial guy that comes on.
Brant McDonald.
Brant McDonald. Yeah.
Yes, Brant McDonald. I'm thinking about, should I be buying stocks? I have my tax returns.
The fact that you're thinking about it is a good thing, and I would encourage you to call
back. But I have no idea.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting the information. The fact that you've already started to think about it, though, is a good sign. Just follow through with it. I've got to run, Adam, and I would love for you to call back.
Yes. Hey, good call, man.
Thank you for the info.
Take care, Adam.
272-9228. Y'all hold your positions on the phones. Got to hit our last break here of News and Views for a Friday. Be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through the floor. Call David Ernest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a locally owned business, we are happy to announce we are still open, but with limited hours. The temporary hours are 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, full, queen, and king sizes. Several of our factories have closed, but I have three warehouses stocked with hundreds of mattresses and foundations. Special discounts are being given on much of my inventory while supplies last. Serta, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are on sale. Delivery is still available. With two showrooms on the Atlanta Highway, you do not have to worry about crowds, and our salespeople will respect your space. I still have to make room for construction workers to remodel our store in May, so many floor samples have been drastically reduced. Again, we are open temporary hours, 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We certainly appreciate your support. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Only got a few minutes left here, so let's go quickly and talk to Captain John. Hey, Captain John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing well.
Good, good. I just had a quick question regarding the state unemployment and the federal stimulus money. About 3 days ago, I get a feed on email from the New York Times. So it was probably Tuesday. They said that that $600 a week to everybody that's unemployed and that's on unemployment, that will be dispersed to the states this week. And so they said once it gets out of their hands to the state, that they don't have any idea when the state's going to disperse it.
Right.
And I'm wondering, and I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm in Alabama. So I'm wondering if you heard anything on that.
No, that's exactly right. And the problem is that the unemployment office here in Alabama, obviously they're close to the public, so you can't do it in person. And the website's been crashing on people. I don't know if that's still going on.
I know it was still going on as of early this morning.
Okay, yeah. And so it's going to be a bottleneck there about getting this money to people with filing unemployment claims.
And I'll give you just an idea on my end of it. You know, I drive a big bus for a tour company, and I was laid off on the 8th of March.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Okay. On the 9th of March, I went on, the day after, went online and applied for unemployment. And I've done two every Sunday. Basically, you have to say I'm looking for work and, you know, you update it with them. I've done that on two Sundays. So it's going on nearly a month. I still ain't got a check from the unemployment. So I'm like, oh, man, this other coming from the feds. Maybe they ought to watch it.
But you've already been processed?
Well, you can't really go, that I know of, at least according to my wife, and she's pretty much knows all that about the computers. She said you can't really go back online and, you know, check on them. Oh, yeah, I've been processed. I was processed on the 9th.
So you should be, because you were processed on the 9th, you should be good. Yep. And as soon as the money's delivered here in the next few days, you should get a check.
Yeah, I did. I've tied a knot in it. You know what I mean? I'm hanging on. So
that's all we can do right now.
Well,
based on that, yeah.
I like that saying, though. I tied a knot in it.
Hey.
If you hear anything, just let us know.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Cooter. Hey, Cooter.
Hey, Cooter.
Hey, man. Very quickly, going back to the aliens. There's one country that people can come here as aliens. Once they set foot on our soil, they are legal. You know the country?
What's that?
Cuba.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Good point, Cooter.
At one time, I don't know if it's still going on.
Yeah, you just had to make it to the shores.
Old men were making it to the shore. Yep. Once they were 65 years old, once they get here, they can draw Medicare, even though they've never paid a penny in their system.
I don't like that part.
That was a racket. Anyway, I know it's out of time. You guys have a blessed weekend.
Hey, good day, Cooter. Good call, Cooter.
Thanks, Cooter. And Randall, we really